American offers to drop its pilot furlough plans. Huerta's confirmation hearings are on hold, and you're invited to Piper's 75th birthday party. This is Aero News for Wednesday, June 27, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. American Airlines executives say they are willing to drop a pilot furlough plan in an effort to work out a deal with its pilots' union while it restructures under Chapter 11 bankruptcy laws. The airline is also reportedly offering a slight pay increase to its pilots. The disclosure of its willingness to make concessions came shortly after a judge delayed a ruling on the airline's request to throw out its labor contracts for a week. The pilots' union now has more time to consider the final offer from American, but the Associated Press reports that analysts say it could also help the airline stave off a takeover bid from another airline. U.S. Airways Group still has designs on AMR Corporation, the parent company of American Airlines, and the acquisition has been supported by three of America's unions, including the pilots. If American can win acceptance for the six-year cost-cutting deal from the pilots, as well as a similar compromise being worked on with the machinist, it may be able to convince its creditors that it can operate as a standalone airline. The pilots' union board had rejected American's most recent last and best offer without allowing it to go to the rank and file for a vote. Analysts say it's unlikely that American will be able to reach an agreement with its flight attendants, but that the pilots and machinist may be willing to deal. That, they say, could shore up its position to emerge from bankruptcy as a standalone airline. Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta was in the middle of answering questions from the Senate Commerce Committee last week when the session was put on hold so that senators could return to the floor to vote on a farm bill. Well, it's still on hold. The Hill reports that Commerce Committee aides say that the hearing will be rescheduled, but no date has been set for that meeting. The delay is in part because the body is currently focusing a great deal of its attention on the National Highway Bill, which has also been high on the radar of the operators of helicopter tours and others in the aviation community. An amendment to the highway bill offered by Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee, would allow the National Park Service to restrict flights over certain areas, authority which is currently strictly the purview of the FAA. So Huerta will have to wait just a while longer to see if acting will be removed from his title. Piper Aircraft plans to celebrate the company's and the Piper Cubs' 75th anniversary during EAA AirVigor at Oshkosh 2012, July 23rd to the 29th. In addition, the company will exhibit its single-engine M-Class lineup and several twin-engine aircraft along with the famed Piper Cub, which launched the company in 1937. To commemorate the 75th diamond anniversary of the company and the plane that made it famous, Piper is celebrating its history all year long. A number of events have already occurred, and exciting festivities are planned for the remainder of the year. Hundreds of Piper Cubs are expected to turn the EAA AirVigor Oshkosh flight line into a field of yellow as aviation celebrates the iconic aircraft's 75th anniversary. Piper Cub owners will participate in the fly-in and be an integral part of the celebration. Additionally, a Piper J3 Cub will be awarded to a lucky winner as the grand prize in the 2012 EAA Win the Cub Aircraft Sweepstakes. The EAA Sweepstakes, one of the longest-running airplane giveaways in the world, annually supports the EAA's aviation education programs. In a change from past years, though, EAA Sweepstakes entry forms will be available throughout AirVigor. All prizes will be awarded to winners in random drawings at the AirVigor Museum in Oshkosh on September 10, 2012. Piper will end the year of celebration in November with a factory fly-in and party at its Vero Beach manufacturing facility and global headquarters. There will be a barbecue lunch, factory tours, and vendor exhibits to commemorate 75 years of aviation history for Piper and its famous Piper Cub. Well, advertisers learned long ago that to be able to say 4 out of 5 in almost any venue shows pretty strong support for a product or service. So when the Alliance for Aviation Across America on Tuesday announced that 4 out of every 5 U.S. governors, 40 in total, have signed proclamations recognizing the value of aviation to the national and their local and state economies, it would certainly be considered pretty good news for the industry. The majority of those proclamations, 29 in total, have specifically recognized the general aviation industry. GA industry not only supports over 1.2 million jobs and $150 billion in economic impact, but these aircraft and the airports they utilize provide a lifeline to many rural communities supporting health care, disaster relief, law enforcement, and a host of other important services and resources. The FAA has granted STC approval for a new Hartzell propeller three-blade top prop conversion kit for Cessna Skylane R-182, FR-182, TR-182, and T-182s, either Lycoming 0540 J3C5D or the 0540 L3C5D powered models. These turbocharged and/or retractable Skylanes were last built in 1986 in both the USA and France. Hartzell says the new top prop kit improves performance, increasing the value and utility of these unique Skylane models. Mike Trudeau, the top props program manager, said, quote, "For owners of these popular Skylane models, this propeller conversion will breathe new life into their aircraft by noticeably improving takeoff, climb, and cruise performance," end quote. The 82-inch diameter blended airfoil Scimitar blades have successfully proven themselves in engineering flight tests. Compared to standard propeller models, the kit improves climb performance by 8.5% and cruise performance by 2 to 4 knots or even more at altitude, and also enhances ramp appeal. Available directly from Hartzell or through Hartzell's top prop dealers, the 2012 list price for these kits, which includes the new propeller, new polished pointed aluminum spinner, and the STC paperwork, is $11,000. The new propeller carries the exclusive Hartzell Plus 3 warranty, which delivers a full 3 years or 1,000 hours of coverage and has a 6-year, 2,400-hour TBO. Wind Aero News continues. How not to make $1 million while working for the FAA. Are you nostalgic for the good old days of supersonic flight? And three cheers for Embry-Riddle University.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, June 27th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A Spanish national in the United States on a work visa and employed by the FAA has pled guilty to a $1 million health care fraud scheme. Luis Rodriguez, 46 years old of Bethesda, could face up to 10 years in prison. Court documents show that Rodriguez filed more than $1.3 million worth of phony health care claims to his wife's health care insurer, Cigna. His wife is employed by the Inter-American Development Bank. Officials say Rodriguez would make appointments for himself or his two minor children, and then once he received a bill, would use the information to create additional phony invoices. During the period from March 2006 through April 2010, Rodriguez filed more than 2,800 reimbursement forms claiming over 25,000 services, none of which had ever been delivered. Rodriguez is to be sentenced on September 25th. According to a report in the Washington Examiner, the loss to Inter-American Development Bank is expected to be about $1 million. And, oh, by the way, the IAD Bank is partially funded by you, the American taxpayer. A consortium of companies working with NASA reportedly will take the wraps off their new SST concepts at the Farnborough Air Show next month. Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Gulfstream are all said to be collaborating with the space agency to build a supersonic business jet that will travel from London in the UK to Sydney in Australia, a 12,000-mile trip in just 4 hours. Show executives say that the concepts for the airplanes will be sketched out at the show. The three companies working with NASA say they have managed to reduce the sonic boom created by supersonic flight to a sonic puff or plop. The designs feature advanced composite materials and smaller fuselages, which will allow the airplanes to fly nearly twice as fast as the Concorde, according to a report in the UK newspaper The Mail. NASA wind tunnel tests show that the sonic boom can be nearly eliminated by using super-thin wings and hidden engines. The sonic boom was one of the reasons that Concorde was restricted from flying over much of the United States, which many cite as a reason for its lack of commercial success. With several major companies apparently ready to unveil fairly concrete concepts, some are saying that the era of the supersonic business jet is finally on the horizon. Well, three student teams from Embry-Riddle's Daytona Beach campus recently won first place, third place, and honorable mention for their design proposals submitted to various categories in the 2011-2012 design competition for universities sponsored by the FAA. Now in its sixth year, this competition tasks U.S. college students with finding solutions to airport issues while gaining quality educational experiences and exposure to aviation and airport-related careers. Students may propose solutions in four technical areas: airport operations and maintenance, airport runway safety, airport environmental interactions, and airport management and planning. An Embry-Riddle team won first place in the category of runway safety with iTaxi, Total Runway Awareness, a proposed pilot navigation aid that could reduce the number of runway incursions caused by pilot deviations. The Embry-Riddle team also took third place in the category of airport operations and maintenance with eMERGE. The eMERGE design consists of a distributed information sharing system that could improve communication among response teams and the Emergency Operations Center during an airport emergency. Also in the category of airport operations and maintenance, another Embry-Riddle team took honorable mention with its Vehicle Operator and Pedestrian Training and Certification Program, a centralized nationwide web-based training and certification process that could help reduce the number of pedestrian vehicle incursions on airport runways. Well, a simple oversight on the part of a Transportation Security Administration agent forced the evacuation of a terminal at JFK International Airport, causing hours of delays and forcing hundreds of passengers to be rescreened through security. The chaos was caused by screener Elijah Abdul-Mahed, who had manned lane number one during the Saturday morning, June 23rd shift, with no idea that his metal detector was not plugged in and thus not working. The New York Post reports that it never occurred to Mahed that something was wrong when the alert lights on the detector never flashed even once as hundreds of passengers flowed through the screening station. Police said Mahed had no idea how long the machine had been unplugged. Well, it's a popular folklore saying that we've all heard, if the house is a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'. So here's a bit of homespun advice for Mr. Mahed. If the lights ain't blinking, you better start thinking, because something is missing. Like the electricity? We hope you'll stay plugged in by subscribing to our AeroCast, either on iTunes or at www.aero-news.net. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.